All right, word of mouth. We're here at the Freedom Festival, and we got the Press for Truth reporter here, Dan Dix. How do you think that the today went, the Conspiracy Culture Hour? You spoke at it. How have things gone here at the Freedom Fest?
Today it went very well. As many people already know, Freedom Fest is huge. I believe last year they saw 30,000 people. So they're trying to expand the concept of freedom into other areas than just marijuana legalization. So they gave Patrick White of conspiracyculture.com a full hour. So he booked a bunch of guest speakers. He was kind enough to book myself as a speaker to promote the new film. So that was awesome, and I think it went very well.
Awesome, and yeah, you mentioned the new film. For the listeners, what is the new film you've been working on? What's it all about?
New film's called United We Fall. It is about an idea of a North American union, where Canada is joining together with America and Mexico. We interviewed a lot of the major players who are involved in this agenda, people, members of the Bilderberg Group, the Trilateral Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations, and we did also speak with a lot of activists and journalists who are really at the forefront of this issue. So that's what it is. We delve deep into the idea of a North American Union, and we focus on that, and then we get into the bigger picture and the bigger idea of a global government and a one world government, and how the NAU is just another step towards that.
Right, and that's an interesting segue here, because we've got the G20 coming up too. Toronto, what are your thoughts on this G20?
Well, we're going to be doing some exclusive coverage. I want to tell everybody out there to stay tuned to pressfortruth.ca for exclusive coverage of the G20. Our goal is to get the information and the footage out there as quick as we can, so that we can show the world what's really happening at the G20. Because as we know, a lot of times the mainstream media will lie and will end up just showing these black bloc type anarchist guys who show up to cause trouble. So we're going to be vigilant on that. We're going to have lots of cameras covering every angle possible.
Sorry, we got something to look for coming up, but I wanted to ask you about something that happened recently, and it's already generating a buzz here on the internet. It has to do with a video you posted about a drill. What did you see downtown?
Yeah, it was about a week ago. I got a tip from somebody at NAUResistance.org. They do excellent work over there. And he sent me a message the Saturday night and said, "Dan, I heard there's going to be a terrorism drill and civilian evacuation drill going on at the Commerce Court downtown Toronto." So, of course, you know, we were all over it. We went there and managed to catch actual footage of the drill going on. We were very lucky. We were just at the right place at the right time, to be honest. We said, you know, let's just walk around the building, check it out, see what we can see, because all the doors were locked. And we got lucky enough to see through this little window, and we captured footage of the drill. And then we made a little video out of it, and just put it up online about a week ago.
Were you surprised at the level of security?
I was actually expecting more, to be honest. The tip that I had was that there was going to be rounds fired, blank bullets. There was going to be actors. So I had seen other drills before where they'd have actors, you know, covered in fake blood and stuff like that, which is a real psychological operation on the people's minds of the people in the area who are witnessing this thing. So I wasn't too surprised. It's pretty much what I expected.
Now, in the video, later on in the video, after you show a bit of what this drill was, there's also a bit of an interview, sort of a press conference style, with a press agent for the mission going on, or the program going on. And he's talking about a TAPS program. Were you at all surprised at, that this is going on in the Toronto Police Service?
Absolutely. I hadn't heard of that one yet, and it's funny that the first time I heard about it was coming from them. But it's TAPS, T-A-P-P-S, the Toronto Association of Police and Private Security. So they constantly told us, you know, what we do at TAPS is we work closely with the private sector. And what we tried to make the point in the video is that the merging of the private and public sector is a very, very dangerous and slippery slope, and it's somewhere where we don't want to go.
Well, this is a major thing that's going to be taking place in Toronto. We're moving towards, you know, for those 2 weeks in June or 2 days, but, you know, it'll be going on for weeks. The city will be locked down. You know, major things happening. But I was going to ask you, did you learn anything recently at a town hall about the G20?
Yeah, I went to a town hall meeting, and you know, it was pretty big. I walked in, I was like, oh, wow, there's a lot of people. But when I, you know, knew that we had an opportunity to ask the question, I was like, I'm definitely getting up there to ask them a question. Because they had the head of police, the representative of the police force who's going to be dealing with the G20. So I got up there and I said, thanks for taking my question. In 2007, there was a summit that was held in Montebello, Quebec, where three Sûreté du Québec police officers were caught as agent provocateurs. They were dressed as aggressive protesters with rocks in their hands in an attempt to incite violence. George, as a representative of the Toronto Police, can you assure us that the Toronto Police Force will not engage in any police provocateur agent activities at the G20 summit?
What I can tell you is that the Community Relations Group is strictly there on its face to build those bridges and trust. We've reached out to protest groups and we're continuing to do so. There's two halves to the Community Relations Group. I'm the one that reaches out to business in that. There's another half that reaches out to protest, demonstration, and rally groups. I'm trying to tell them, not tell them, but advise them of what the laws are and et cetera, asking for their assistance and compliance with those. Other matters, security matters, I'm not at liberty to discuss those in an open format.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, thank you very much.
And, you know, to be honest, when I was asking him the question, you know, the whole room is looking at me, but I'm looking at him, and he had a little smirk on his face as soon as I mentioned the agent provocateurs. He had a little smirk and he's looking at me like, ah, you little punk, I know where you're going with this. So his answer, basically in a nutshell, was, I'm not at liberty to discuss security issues. So that to me says, you know, I'm not saying no, we're not going to engage in agent provocateur tactics. All I'm saying is I can't discuss that right now.
With, you know, a few months away from this big movie release, could you talk about the United We Fall screening? Just give some details for the listeners.
Yeah, for sure. We're having an exclusive premiere screening at the Bloor Cinema in Toronto on Friday, June 18th. We will have tickets available to be purchased online. You can get them at pressfortruth.ca or conspiracyculture.com. We don't have that set up just yet, but keep an eye out for those sites. Tickets will also be available at the door. You know, if you want to see the film on the big screen 2 weeks before the rest of the world gets to see it, you know, come on out to the Bloor Cinema on Friday, June 18th.